Okay, today we're continuing in the 10th parak of Maseches Kelim, and we're up to parak Yud, Mishnah Zayin. Tanru Yashan B'toch HaChadosh. If you have an old oven inside a new oven, Usurida Alpia Yashan, and you have a plate made out of cheres that's on the top of the old oven, Nital Yashan Usurida Nofelas. If when the old oven would be taken away, the cheres plate would just fall in, so the old oven is really holding up that plate, then a called tame, then everything in the new oven is going to become tame, because it's not going to protect what's inside of it from the tuma in that ohel, because the inner ohel is being supported by a kli, and any ohel that's supported by a kli is not going to be chotzitz b'fnei tuma. But v'imlav hakol tahar, if the plate wouldn't fall in, then you see that it's not being held up by the old oven, and therefore everything inside the new oven is going to become tahar, because it really is an ohel that protects. Chadosh b'tocha yashan, if you have a new oven, which is not a kli yet, inside a large old oven, which is a kli, usridal pi yashan, and you have this cheres plate that's on the top of the big old oven, so it's being held up by the old oven. Im ein bein chadosh lasrida poseach tefach, if you don't have a tefach of space between the top of the new oven and the plate that's on top, kol shem chadosh tahar, then everything that's inside the new oven is going to be tahar, because even though the plate that's on top is being held up by the old oven, which is a kli, the plate would if the old oven was taken away, the plate would be supported by the new oven, so it doesn't need the old oven to hold it up, and therefore it can serve as an ohel to protect whatever's inside of that ohel. Mishnah Ches, lefasin zo betoch zu, if you have pots, two klei cheres stacked one inside the other one, so a big one inside a small one inside a big one, v'sif sosein shavos, and the tops of the pots are at an even height, hasharetz be'elyono betachtona, if hasharetz is in the inner pot, or in is be'elyono ovetachtona, in either one of the pots, he tamei avakulin tahuros, then the pot that the sharetz is in is tamei, but the other pots are going to be tahar, because the sharetz is not considered to be in their avir. Hayu bekonis mashka, if there was a hole that would allow liquid to go through, so you have to treat the if it's bekonis mashka, you have to be machmir in both directions, that it's a kli legabe chumras of kli, and it's not a kli legabe chumras of not a kli. So asharetz be'el yorna kulin tameos, if the sharetz is in the inner pot, then all of them are going to be tamei betachton. If it's in the outer pot, then he tamei avakul and taharos. Then it's that outer pot is going to be tamei, but the other ones are going to be tahar. Hasharetz be'elyono v'atachtono odefes, if the sharetz was in the inner pot and the rim of the outer pot is higher than the rim of the inner pot, he v'atachtono tamei, then both pots become tamei because it's in the airspace of both of them. Be'elyono v'atachtono odefes, if the sharetz is in the inner pot and the outer pot is higher than the inner pot, any pot that has that has drops of liquid of moisture is tame, is also going to be tame, because the avir of the inner pots are considered to be part of the airspace of the outermost pot, because the outermost pot has a higher rim around the edges. So even though the pots themselves don't become tame from being in the airspace of the tame pot that's on the outside, the liquids that's in them do become tame from that airspace. And therefore, that liquid will turn around and make the pots tame as well. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Zayin, we said that if you have an old oven inside a new oven, and new ovens are not a kli, they were never used before, so they're never heated up, they were never hardened, they're not considered a kli. So an old oven, which is a kli inside a new oven, and you have an earthenware plate that's on top of the old oven, which is a kli. If by removing that old oven, the plate would fall to the ground, then everything in the new oven oven is tamei. But if it would not fall to the ground, then it's tahor. If you have a new oven inside of an old oven, and the plate is over the old oven, so if there's less than a tefach in between the new oven and the plate that's on top of it, then everything in the new oven is going to be tahor. And then in Mishnah Ches we said that if you have a set of kelim that are in, you know, that are stacked inside of each other, and they're the tops of the rims of the kelim are all of the same height. So if the sheretz is in the innermost or the outermost one, so the one that it's in is tamei, the rest of them are going to be tahar. But if they had a hole in it that would allow liquid to go through them, then if the sheretz is in the innermost one, then all of them are going to be tamei. And if the sheretz is in the outermost one, then that one is going to be tamei. If the sheretz was in the innermost one, and the outermost one is higher than the inner pots, so the innermost pot, which has the sheretz in it, and the outermost pot, which is taller, are both going to become tamei because it's considered its airspace. If the sheretz was in the innermost pot, and the outermost pot has a higher rim than anything that has mashka tofeach is going to be tameh. Anything that has liquid in it, moisture in it, is going to become tameh. Okay, so next time we'll pick up with the 11th paragraph of Maseches Kelim.